In the final hours of this year's legislative session, Tennessee lawmakers have decided to bring school vouchers to the state. The vote came Wednesday after some final negotiations between lawmakers. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
There's been a lot of close calls on the legislation. Even House and Senate leadership had to get involved to push it forward. A lot of lawmakers are still unhappy, but enough differences were hashed out in the last couple of days, says Somerville Republican Dolores Gresham.
This did not happen in a vacuum. We talked to each other all the time. And there has been such a great give and take between the House and the Senate, as well as internally and with our individual members.
The latest version has an increased price tag of $169 million. It allows eligible families to receive $7,300 in public funding to pay for private school. Students who are homeschooled will be excluded from the program, as well as undocumented students. The program is open only to students in Davidson and Shelby counties. Those districts are expected to receive reimbursements for the students they lose, but they still plan to sue. They say it's unfair. They are the only districts impacted. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.